Today's Shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Pei Beis, we're up to Sif Yud Aleph. Yesterday we saw that one cannot go ahead and rent from a non-Jew to avoid problems of not being able to set up an Erev because the non-Jew lives in the Chatzer. One cannot rent from that non-Jew against his will. Even if he would normally rent out, if he doesn't want to rent out now, he will mess it up for the rest of the B'nai Chatzer, for the rest of the residents. However, now in Sif Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch said, "Aval mi'ishto," but from the wife of the non-Jew, "O mischibro ulakito," or his workers. And look at the Mishnah Berurah, "Aval mi'ishto," and it says, "Ishto hu adin me'achad mivnei beiso." The same applies as well to any of his members of his household, like his wife, "O mischibro ulakito," or his workers. What's a schibro? What's a lakito? Mishnah Berurah explains, "Peirish sachir lavodas kol hashana." He's a worker who works in the guy's property for the whole year. Lakito is also a worker, but he's there the most hakotzir. He's there specifically during the harvest season. But regardless, those three individuals, or even as Mr. Bruce says, even other b'nei beso, sochrin, continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, sochrin afal pishu mocha. You can go ahead and rent from them in order to enable all the residents in that chotzer to now join in an Erev. This could be done even if the owner, non-Jewish owner, objects. Meaning, even if the non-Jewish owner objects, one can go ahead and do a schirus, this type of schirus that enables the Erev from a wife, a schiro, and a lakito. And the Ramah adds in the parentheses, uschiro shel schiro, and the schiro, the worker of a worker, ulakito shel balabayas, the workers of the workers of the balabayas, those are hukeschir balabayas biatzmo. They have the same din as the worker of the balabayas, meaning the worker of the worker is like the worker himself, and they can go ahead and officially rent out to the b'nei chatzer so that the b'nei chatzer can join in an erev. This is, can be done even against the will of the balabayas. Let's continue on in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Daled, Afal Pishahu Moche. This is true even if the balabayas is moche, even if he objects. Kevin de Meikar Adin ain't dirasa osera. Since Meikar Adin, the dira is really not does not aser. The non we hold Meikar Adin, the dira of an akum is not a dira and is not really oser. It's only oser. The Chachamim said that it asers when there are two residents, Jewish residents, with the non-Jew to discourage living with the non-Jew. So since Meikar Adin, the dira doesn't really aser, and the Erev would be good even without the rental, El Kadesh Lo Yilmo B'Masav, it's only done so that you don't live with the non-Jew and learn from him. Hekilu Ba Lios Afilu Sriro, they were mekil to enable even the Sriro is Nechshav L'Inyin Zeh K'Bal Abayis. Even a Sriro would be the equivalent of a Bal Abayis here. This is even though the reason and the time for the Sharetzion brings down in Sif Katan Lamadal and the Sharetzion is the reason why you can't do it rent against the will of the non-Jew is because the whole reason for the Takana is so that the non-Jew will hopefully not rent it out to you and you won't be able to live with the non-Jew, and that's what they want. So here, even though he's doing it bal karcho of the owner, once it's the schiro or the lakito or the ishto or the schiro of the schiro, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, as pointed out by Dirshu, points out that they would make it because there are times that even the sachir will not be maskim to be maskir, and Yisrael will have to leave there, and therefore they would make it that the din of the sachir is like the balabayas, and he could be maskir and komo, even if the actual balabayas himself objects. Definitely needs analysis, but that is the bottom line halacha. Continuing on in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamadal, we continue on. Because of Agro Biuro, the Gra writes, Zehu Rak Ladei HaRishona Shebesiman Shin Samach Zayin. He says this is all only according to that first opinion in Siman Shin Samach Zayin. Alaval Ladas Yesh Omrim Sham, but according to the Yesh Omrim there, Gambi Ishto Eino Yochol Skorimenu, also from a wife, one would not be able to do a schirus from the wife im habal mocheh ba beferish shelo taskir, if the husband objects explicitly shelo taskir. So therefore, here the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out. I mean, the Gra in the Mishnah Berurah, the Gra brought down the Mishnah Berurah here is pointing out that this is only according what's being stated here is only according to the Dei Rishona in Siman Shin Samech Zayin, and the Ber Halacha back there in Shin Samech Zayin. In Divrei Maskil Yesh Omim, he writes that since the Shulchan Aruch brings the Dei Rishona as a stam, and the Dei Shnia in the name of a Yesh Omim, so it's mashma that he holds, like the Dei Rishona, that the Ishto of a person can be Ma'arev Bal Karcho against the will of the husband, even Ve'ena Ragil, even in a case where he's not Ragil to rent it out. And therefore, according to the Gra, who compares the din of Erev Bal Karcho to Sriris Bal Karcha, the Iker therefore would be like the Dei Rishona that the Mishnah Berurah brings, that one would be allowed to be Socher Meishto Bal Karcha. However, the Ber Halacha there writes that it is possible that should be Machmir like the Dei Shnia, that in a case of Eino Ragil, in a case where the husband ordinarily does not rent out for Erev, the Ishto should not be allowed to be Ma'arev without his knowledge, and for sure not Bal Karcho, and he leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun Ladina. Sif Katan Lamed Hei Shal Schiro U Lakito, the Schiro of the Schiro and Lakito is like the Schiro and Lakito themselves. Behind Kishyesh Laskir Rishus Lekachat Sachir Shielo Rishus Lishdamish Bekol Habayis. This is only, he says, if the Sachir has the ability to go ahead and the maskir out the bias to another Sachir, and in a way that they can also utilize the whole house. The Azhavi Le Schiro Gamkein Ki'ilu Haya Sachir Shal Balabais. That's when the Schiro will be also like the Sachir of the Balabais. Meaning, the whole idea of the Sachir is the Sachir can be Mishtamish in the house. He can go ahead and use the house of the Balabais, like the Bnei Beso. And therefore, the only time the Sachir of the Sachir, or the Sachir of the Lakito, will be like the Sachir himself, is if that Sachir had the ability to rent out those rights to another Sachir. That is the Mishnah Berurah points out. Now, the Ber Halacha here in Dibra Maskel O Misriro Lakito quotes Eid Atse Almogim in Os Chaf Gimel Sif Yudalid that specifically the Schiro Lakito himself, as we just said, the only way that he has this ability to go ahead and rent it out for purposes of Erev against the will of the Balabayas is if the Schiro Lakito had Rishus to go ahead and use the house, Beveso, O Bechatzer, or the Chatzer. Otherwise, no. Now, the lashon of the Ber Halacha here is bebeso o bechatzer, bebayis or the chatzer. So, Dirshu points out that from a later Ber Halacha, the Ber Halacha says the girsa he has. It's later on in Sif Yedalid Dibra Maskel Vadayin. He writes sheyesh lo rishus l'shtamish bebayis u bechatzer adono, not o bechatzer, and therefore it's mashma there that he would require rishus in the bayis and the chatzar, and it's not enough rishus of the chatzar belvad to be able to rent out the chatzar for erev purposes. And he quotes the shut nefesh chaya, who's a mistapek. He has a suffix regarding this, and he leaves it in the tzarech iyun. The chazam ish later on, actually, when it discusses when someone goes ahead and gives out his field for others to go ahead and use it, and that it has a din of schiro Ulakito, so there he says even someone who just has the rights to go ahead and use the person's chatzer, that person can go ahead and rent out the chatzer to the Jewish residents for purposes of Erev. And based on this second opinion that we're going to see later on, that people who have the right to place their items just in the chatzer of the non-Jew can go ahead and rent out for purposes of Erev, so comes these communities go ahead, relying on this opinion, they say that who can go ahead and rent out chatzeros from Goyim to Jews for purposes of Erev? Who can do this? the water company. Since the water company has permission to operate the water meters of individual residents, so they can go ahead and rent out people's chatzeros. They can also rent out streets and things like that. And that's how they do the Eruv. We continue on. Sif Yud Beis. Im Eina Rotze Lahaskir. If a person, a non-Jew, does not want to rent out his property, his chatzer, to his part of the chatzer, to the rest of the residents, Yiskarev lo echad mibnei achatzer, ad sheyashilo rishuso, sheyelo rishus laniach bo shum davar. What one of the residents should get close to this non-Jew, meaning befriend him, and what he should do is have the non-Jew, after he gets close to him, loan him out his rishus in the chatzer, so that laniach bo shum davar, to go ahead and put something in the chatzer. Im Sif Yudbeis, im Eina Rotze Lahaskir, if the non-Jew does not want to go ahead and rent out his property to the Jewish residents, Yiskarev lo echad mibnei achatzer, one of the residents should befriend him, become close to him, ad sheyashilo, until the non-Jew goes ahead and loans him out rishuso, his rishus, sheila rishus laniach bo shum davar, so that this Jew, the Jewish resident, this Jew who befriended him, will now have the rishus to go ahead and put his item anywhere in the rishus of the non-Jew, and then dahavale kischiro ulakito. Then he will be like his worker. Umaskir shalom midas. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in this. Sifkatan lamid vav echad b'nei achatzer hu adin. This individual, it's also true if he is afilu shalom b'nei achatzer, even if he's not one of the residents. Anyone could be any Jew could go ahead and do this. The orcha de milsa nakat. And it's just giving the normal scenario of who would be doing it. Sif katan lamed zayin, laniach bo shum davar. He would have the right by loaning, by the non-Jew loaning him his rishus, he would have the right to put his item in any place in his rishus. V'kona osam makom, and therefore he would acquire that makom, b'mashahiniach bo shum chayfetz, in what he, the fact that he put his item there, be'erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah now continues on, u'ledas harbei poskim mahani afa bisha silko achar kach misham. Many poskim also will say that this will work even if the item is then taken out of the rishus. The item doesn't have to be left there. The item just has to be placed there, and kevan shekvar kana osa hamakom laniach bo kishayirtze, since he had already acquired that makom to put his item there when he wants, the item itself does not have to be there after he initially puts it down there to acquire the makom in the non-Jew's rishus. And the Shulchan Aruch said, then he becomes like a schiro ulakito. Da'ava like a schiro ulakito. Kevan sheyesho shitof imo rishuso. Since he becomes like a partner now in the rishus, in that he can place his items there. We now move on in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, so then what does this individual then do once he has befriended the non-Jew, this Jewish resident, once he has befriended the non-Jew and was given the rights to place his items in the non-Jew's property? So then what does the Jew do? So we're going to have two opinions. The first opinion is, he says, Umaskir shalom midas ha'ina Yehudi. He then, once he becomes like the Schiro Ulakito, like we saw in Sif Yud Aleph, he could then go ahead and without even the knowledge of the non-Jew, he could go ahead and rent it out to the rest of the chatzer, the area of the rishus of the non-Jew, to the rest of the bnei chatzer, and then all the bnei chatzer can have a valid eruv. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Tes. According to this opinion, we're going to get to the Yesh Omrim in a second, he says, Aval belo schiris lo yogel. This is Sifkatan Lamed Tes. Without schiris to the rest of the chatzer, this will not be effective. Why not? Delo adif ha-Yisrael ha-omeid b'mkomo imenu. According to this opinion, why should the Yisrael, in this case, be any different than the guy himself? So the fact that the Jew has rishus in the chatzer of the non-Jew does not enable the Erev to be effective until the Jew who becomes like the Schiro Lakito then subsequently rents it to the Bnei Chotzer. The lo dami lechamisha shiruyim bechotzer hamavoar besiftes dischiris echad mehem bai lekulam. There's no comparison between what we're saying now and what we saw in Siftes, where we saw that when you had five residents of a chotzer, that the schiris of one of them, where one of them rents it out from the non-Jew, that's good for all of them. Why? Because shiny asim also echad al kaponim sachar me'akum. Because there, when one of them went ahead and rented, and he was enough, his renting was enough for all the Bnei Chatzar, even though it was only him who rented it out, it was only that one person who rented it out from the non-Jew. Minimally, he rented it from the non-Jew. Masha'en keinacha she'erak b'sheila. Here, according to this first opinion, all it was a she'ela, a borrowing. It was the equivalent of borrowing. He did not pay a rental for the rights to the non-Jews' rishus. And therefore, ain't no moil. The lower tiru chachamim ba'akum rak b'schiras, because the chachamim only was matir from the non-Jew, according to this first opinion, with schiras and not she'ela. The lo mahani bekan she'ela so, and the she'ela here is only going to suffice rak shiye omed bimkomo lahaskir. It's only going to suffice to enable him to be in the place of this guy who befriended the non-Jew and got the non-Jew to loan him rights to his property, only put him in a scenario where he now is in place of the non-Jew to go and rent it to the residents of the chatzer, because he's like a skischiro ulakito ukeecha v'nei beso. He becomes like a worker, like one of the b'nei beso. That's all the she'ela could accomplish. But the she'ela cannot accomplish, it's not an equivalent of a schirus of one of the b'nei chatzer, because the only thing that was allowed from the non-Jew to the residents to allow a joint Erev was schirus. That was all part of the takana, according to the first opinion, that you require schirus of the non-Jew. That was the idea, that the schirus of the non-Jew to the Jewish residents, so that maybe the non-Jew wouldn't do it, and then you wouldn't live with the, and therefore you wouldn't live with the non-Jews. So it had to be an official schirus, and that is the only thing that the borrowing of the rights for the non-Jew will allow this Jew to do. So now, he himself have the rights to rent it out to the other B'nai Chatzar. Then we move on to the next opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, V'yesh omim she'eino tzarech lahaskir, ela nosein eruvo v'dio. Second opinion says, no, he does not have to subsequently go ahead and rent it to the residents of the Chatzar, ela nosein eruvo v'dio. Rather, all he has to do, this other individual, is give and join up and be part of the Erev, and that's enough. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Mem, She'eno Tzarech Lahaskir, Sfira Le'Deyazu, Delav Davka Schirus Matir Ba'akum. This opinion holds that it's not Davka Schirus that allows it. Hu Adin She'ela. No, even when the non-Jew gives over rights to his Rishus through She'ela, without any payment or anything like that, without a rental, even if he just gives it to the residents, his rights in his chatzer, or his property, his rishus, that's enough. Umemela she'elaso moil bi'ad kulam, and memela, the loaning out, will then therefore be good for all the residents, kemo bahi b'siftes li'in schiris. The same way we said in Siftes, according to this opinion, it's exactly like in Siftes li'in schiris, where one out of the five residents can do the schiris, and that suffices for all of them. And therefore, it's enough just what this resident does in terms of joining up in the Erev with the other B'nai Chatzar. Sif Katan Mem Aleph. Ella, right? All he has to do is give the Erev. Mr. Bruce says, one should go ahead and be Choshesh for this first opinion that holds that Dafka Schirus and not She'ela. And Sifkata Mebez, no saying Eruvo Vidyo, you give the Eruv and that's enough. That's all this Jew who befriended the non-Jew has to do, is get the non-Jew to loan him out, rights into his Rishus, and then he'll just give his share the Jew will give his, this Jew who befriended the non-Jew, will just give his share in the Eruv, and that's enough. So he says, L'chorav mashma, lo tzorech la'eruv, ela kishahu b'mnei ha'chatzer. He says, it seems, he says, that the only one that needs to do the Eruv is if he is from the Bnei Chatzer, kamo shemayri ha'mechaber, like the Mechaber said. Aval, b'chidushei ha'rajba, mashma, dafilu eno dar b'chatzer, hitzrichu chachonim litain chelek be'eruv, mishum hai bayis shalakum. However, in the Rajba, it's mashma, that even if this individual who had the rishus of the Akum loaned out to him doesn't live in the Chatzer, the Rajba says the Chachomim demanded that he give a litain chelek pe'eruv. Why? Mishum haid bayis shalachem, because of the bayis of the Akum. Why? The chashvinin lei ki'ilu darsham, because we view it as if the Jew who got the non-Jew to loan him out his property is actually living there. So that's a machlokas here, seemingly between the pashtus of the Mechaber and the Rajba in the Chidushei HaRajba. Daf Samach Dalel Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskil Elu. Now before we get to Sif Yud Gimel, so again, the Mishnah Brura basically said that we should be machmir for the first opinion, and that means even after the non-Jew loans it to this Jew who befriended him, the Jewish resident should have to go ahead and rent out the non-Jewish property like a schira ulakito. So comes the Chazon Ish, and he contends that it is not necessary for the Jew, although from the Mishnah Brura, it sounds like the Jew places his object in the non-Jew's rishus to acquire that space. The Chazon Ish and Orach Chaim Siman Pei Beis Sifkat on Lamed Gimel contends that it is not necessary to make a kinyan with the non-Jew for his space, and simple permission to place something in his domain is sufficient. And he further, Chazon Ish, challenges the Beis Yosef, who does require the Jew to acquire space within the non-Jew's domain, rishus, in order to make a kinyan. It is necessary for the owner to instruct the other party, leich chazek ukni, take possession of it, and thereby acquire it. And the Gemara does not indicate that the Jew placing his object in the non-Jew's domain has any requirement to make a kinyan. He also notes that Beis Yosef is following a consistent opinion regarding these matters. Beis Yosef maintains that placing the object in the non-Jew's rishus is a form of rental schirus, and as such, it is necessary for the Jew to make a kinyan. However, Chazon Ish maintains that placing something in the non-Jew's domain makes the Jew into a sachir or a lakit, and therefore a kinyan is not required to form that relationship. Ad kan sif yud beis. We now move to sif yud gimel. Im ichei lo makom babayis shemashelo, kevan. If the non-Jew lent a designated space to the Jew, since the Jew is not a shliach of the non-Jew in the entire house, the Jew's presence is there itself is not effective. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. V'achronim eskinu ladina, de'ho de'lo mahani yichud makom. The fact that the non-Jew gave him a designated space, the fact that that does not work, lo mahani, hainu dafka kishein lo rishus lishtamesh ba'oso makom sheyicho lo klal, v'gam eino yacho lesalko. V'im kein, tu lo havi kishlucho, kevon sheein lo sheichos imo. Aval kishyesh lo rishus lishtamesh ba'makom sheyicho lo, o sheyesh lo rishus lesalik esi Yisrael, So these poskim explain that this chumrah is limited to where the non-Jew is not authorized to use that space and cannot evict him from there as well. But if the non-Jew shares that space or can evict him, then they have a sharing joint relationship, and then the Jew can act as his partner and would then be able to go ahead and rented out to the other residents of the Chatzer, enabling a joint Eruv by all. Ad Kan.